And the most spectacular thing about it was Tommy walked into the room with a big smile on his face and his ears perched up, and he was all ready to go. And three people just looked right at him and said, "Get out. Get out right now." Well, he didn't know what to do. He was startled. His ears flopped down, his eyebrows dragged, and his eyes got droopy. And he hung his head too. I forgot that part. And he kind of turned off to the left and started to head in that direction. And Wilma, on the other side, said,
"Hey, you're going the wrong way. Get back there. Turn to the left and keep on going straight."
Well, he did turn to the left, but it was not far enough. He had to turn a little bit farther to the left to head toward the exit. So that's what he did. He headed toward the exit. And when he got to the exit, he turned back around and looked at everybody, and they were all looking at him. And he dropped his head again and turned completely around and walked right out the door. Well, believe it or not, about 6, maybe 8, 10 people were actually starting to wipe their eyes. Yeah, they felt sad. Sad as they could feel to cause those teardrops to build up in their eyes and down the cheek. They felt terrible. Well, one of them hollered up,
"Hey, what do you say? We get them back over here and get them back into the room here. We can celebrate some kind of something."
Well, nobody said anything. They all just turned around back to what they were doing and just kept on going for the rest of the night. Nobody decided to go get them and bring them back and have them celebrate something. So they just let them go. And away he went. Just kept on walking. In fact, they walked so far that they had to actually go find him because they didn't know where he was. It took him 3 to 4 days to find him, but he was over there, perched in the woods there, someplace on a small tree. I assume he got lost and had to climb up the tree to see where he could go to get out. Well, that was his fault. It wasn't our fault. He was going to have to rescue himself. So let him stay there for another day and a half until he eventually found his way back. Luckily, he did. He made it back to the meat market and walked inside, told everybody where he was for the last 6 days. And everybody knew. They just said, "Oh, yeah, yeah, I know what you're talking about, yeah. So how was it?" Well, he didn't think it was funny. He didn't think it was funny at all, as a matter of fact. He got pretty upset and stiffened up real tall and turned around and walked right back out the door with his stiff legs and stiff arms, stiff back. Door slammed behind him. He walked out to the sidewalk and headed down toward Percy Drive, which is about maybe a block and a half away. Soon as he got there, of course, he had nowhere else to go, so he just sat there in that little park on the corner. Sat on the swing, a little bit too big for the swing, but he sat on it anyway until some other kids came by and stood there, stared at him while he was sitting on the swing. And he soon realized that I guess he'd better give it up to the kids because they were here wanting to swing while he was taking it up. I mean, literally took up the whole seat and half the chain. But that's a story in itself. So the kids, of course, took the swing over, and there he was, stuck on Percy Lane for the rest of the afternoon, with nowhere else to go. I mean, he had nowhere to go, no one to talk to, no one to call or visit. He was in a bad case of loneliness hit him, right there in the middle of the chest, down toward the stomach area. Loneliness was right there inside of him, and he didn't know how to get rid of it. He didn't know what he could do. He didn't know if he could even get rid of it at all, for that matter. He thought it was going to be there forever. But as we all know, time passes, and with time, those kind of feelings disappear, and eventually, you feel normal again. He was such a happy person just days ago, and all of a sudden, he turned into this. Well, that can't be. That isn't him. That isn't normal. It just ain't right. You know what I mean? It just ain't right. So he decided to find the library somewhere and learn how to project himself on a permanent basis. Learn how to go with the flow, be happy, and cooperate. Well, He found the library. He read 2, 3, 4 books. Thought he knew it all. And headed back to town. Middle of town. The heart of the city. Where all the action was. All the excitement. In the middle of town. That's where he was going. To the middle of town. Well, he didn't know how he was going to get there. Didn't have enough money for a bus. Nor a taxi, of all things. I mean, he could have asked somebody for a ride on their bike, but he knew he probably would never get that ride. Not to mention, he'd be a little embarrassed riding on the back of the bike anyway. So he just decided to start walking. Well, his shoes weren't in the best shape, but he thought he'd do it anyway. He thought, heck, if I can just get the next 5 miles down, I can do it. After that, well, we'll just have to wing it. We'll wait till that time comes. So there he went, headed out with his old beat-up shoes, and I don't know what he was carrying, but it was a plastic bag with something in it. I don't even think he knew what was in it. But he kept walking anyway, toward the lights at night. That's where the big city was. All the excitement, all the thrills. He was headed in that direction. And he kept on going to this street, that street, and all the way down that boulevard. Just kept on walking and walking. Oh, Jesus, toes were hurting. His toes were hurting, but he had to keep plugging away. And he did. He just kept going, going, and going. And eventually, he came to an abrupt stop and said, I don't think I can do it anymore. Ow, gee, my heel hurts. I got a blister on my heel. My toes, ow, jeez, they hurt. Well, he went over there and sat on the grass there for a little while. And he could smell somebody cooking something. Smelled like chicken. Chicken or barbecue or something like that. He just smelled so good. He just sat there. Sat on the grass. And just rested there. Just rested. He was kind of thirsty, but he knew he'd have to forget about being thirsty. The only way he would get a drink is if he snuck into somebody's yard and turned on their faucet on the side of the house. Got a drink. It's the only way he could do it. There's an idea, he thought. But he would leave that for tomorrow. He knew he could make it. I mean, he was thirsty, but he'd make it till tomorrow. Other people have done it. He can do it, too. He was tough. He was tough. He would do it. He'd just wait till tomorrow. He's just going to rest right there. Just rest. That's all he was going to do. The grass was soft. The city was still quite a distance away. But he was going to rest right there. He's going to rest. Right there. Right there. He's going to rest. Right where he was. Right there. Right there.